95.9 The Fox, it's First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and we've got an awesome exhibit coming to the C. Parker Gallery in Greenwich, May 17th through June 2nd. Good times, big hair. It's the rock photography of Mark Weiss. And I've got the Weiss guy on with me right now. Mark, how's it going?
All right, how you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great. I'm really looking forward to this because you took pictures of everybody. I don't think there's a rock star that you haven't taken a picture of.
I like to, keep it going. You know, it's like I don't want like to keep a stone unturned. So it's like I keep, back in the day, it's like every time someone played, even if I didn't know who it was, whether it was the Bon Jovi, who I didn't know who it was, or whoever, or these new bands that were coming out of nowhere, I would just get in there on the ground floor and just like work with them and tour with them and do their album covers and stuff. Party with them and do everything else with them.
And how did you get your start? Because you're not you weren't like a trained photographer. You didn't go to school for it. You grew up doing it.
Yeah, well, what happened was when I was 14, I used to mow lawns for $5 a cut. And one guy had a really like high lawn, and I just knocked on his door and I said, you know, it looks like you need your lawn cut. You know, you want me to cut it for you? And he's like, I got my own lawnmower. And I said, well, it doesn't look that way. It's pretty long. So he kind of smirked and he came back with this camera and he said, I'll tell you what, if you mow my lawn for the season, I'll give you this camera. And then that's how it started, as simple as that, you know. And then I started taking pictures of my friends and family, and you know, and I got the ball rolling with that. And then a couple of years go by and I start going to concerts and I got the bug and I'm like, all right, this is what I want to do.
Do you remember the first concert you actually photographed?
It was actually Eric Clapton, 1975. I was 15. My brother took me for my birthday. It was in June, and we just drove there, and I snuck that camera in. It was the first time I kind of got my camera in, and he had a really good seat, and I just happened to grab the shot, which actually will be at the gallery. It's my, you know, it's a saleable photo all these decades later. So it's, you know, I'm still making royalties and money from photos that I shot when I was 15 years old.
Well, if it was good then, it's good now. It's not just going to be the photos on display in their true form. You've teamed up with Steve Lacy from Fox 5?
That's correct. Yeah, I had a gallery a few years ago, and he just happened to look inside and saw my photographs hanging up, and he's just looking around, and he comes in and he goes, these look like, you know, who's the photographer here? And I said, it's me. It's Mark Weiss. And he goes, you're Mark Weiss? And then, you know, he used to have my photos hanging in his bedroom walls, but when he was, a teenager. So it's like we got this, you know, bond right away. And he didn't really tell me until a year or two later after a friendship that he was secretly doodling with this mixed media with screen prints. And I'm like, are you serious? I was like, I always wanted to have my prints, my photographs come to life in another form, mixed media and screen prints. So he started showing me what he was doing secretly, and next thing you know it, we're having a gallery together, you know, and it's never stopped, and he just loves it, you know, and I love it because it's someone kind of like extending what my vision was and what my photographs did, and he's just taking it to another level, and it's amazing.
Now, you took pictures of pretty much everybody during the 70s and the 80s. I mean, your portfolio is absolutely incredible. And you mentioned Bon Jovi earlier. You actually did what ended up becoming an iconic album cover for Slippery When Wet, but that wasn't what you guys originally wanted it to be.
No, not at all. Actually, going back, that cover actually has like five different covers to it. It started being called Wanted Dead or Alive from the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them dressed up like cowboys with beards, and they wore the Billy the Kid hats. And so that was really the original thing. We put them on a wanted poster, and I shot them in a warehouse, and you know, and then they changed the name. They wanted a softer name. They thought it was too kind of, you know, with the Dead in there. They didn't like it, you know. So the record company changed it, and they came up with Slippery When Wet. And originally, it was supposed to be this girl with large breasts and to have a shirt that says Slippery When Wet. And it was shot. It was easy to do. It was fun. And I shot the guys kind of like doing a car wash down where John lived, down the Jersey Shore. and got some girls and, you know, just a fun car wash shoot, you know, suggestive, obviously. And they printed like 500,000 copies of this record, and they got pulled down because they were kind of nervous about the PMRC thing was happening, mm-hmm. in 85, and Walmart and those outlets that they really needed were kind of getting, they were kind of getting a little bit of heat from them, saying that, you know, we don't know if we're going to put this in our stores. So we came back, and we're trying to come up with other ideas. One of them was a bar of soap with this girl holding this bar of soap. We shot that. That didn't really work. And then John just came in. It was a deadline crunch right there. He just came up to my studio, and he says, "All right, Weiss, get me a black plastic bag. Throw some water on it." And I just followed orders, and then he just came in, like, in 30 seconds. He wrote "Slippery When Wet," and before I even took the Polaroid, I said, "Do you want to see it?" And he's like, "Just send that to the record company. That's it." And the rest is history, you know?
And it became iconic anyway, even though it's just text.
Yeah, it's still out there, you know what I mean? It's one of those covers that it's simple and easy and... call it what you got. It's Slippery When Wet, and it sold one of the biggest selling records to this date, and also in the 80s, it was one of the biggest selling records.
Oh, without question. We're chatting with Mark Weiss. His photography, his rock photography, will be on display, Good Times, Big Hair, May 17th through June 2nd at the C. Parker Gallery in Greenwich. And actually, I think you'll be hanging out that weekend as well.
Absolutely, yeah. At 6:30 on Thursdays, it's kind of opening night, which is open to the public. And Steve and I will both be there, and then we'll be, you know, we'll probably be hanging out for the weekend. You know, we love it down there, and we're looking forward to talking to people and, you know, doing some giveaways there and some cute contests that we're going to have an 80s theme to it. So, you know, you got to go to their Instagram, the C. Parker Gallery, and check out the Instagram, Facebook, and you're going to be sending out little social media, you know, photos that are going to be in it and some hints to the contest and things like that. So we're going to have a fun experience with it.
And we're also doing a giveaway of one of your prints. It's a photo that you took of Steven Tyler. He's kind of like lounging, his shirt's sort of open. I don't know if, I mean, you've taken a lot of pictures of him, I think. Is there a story behind that one?
I'm going to say unfortunately, because it was unfortunate. That was my last photo I shot of him until they got rid of their then-time manager that was very controlling at the time, which is not a secret to anyone that knows the history of Aerosmith. They had this manager, and they wanted to get rid of all the people that were involved in Aerosmith's life beforehand, because, you know, they just assumed that everyone was doing drugs together and everything else, you know, and they were cleaned up, and this manager, you know, wanted to, like, alienate, just get rid of anyone that was with him. And I was just this young kid, you know, taking pictures, and, you know, I was with him. I'm hanging out with him back in the time, and I wasn't going to say, you know, I loved Aerosmith, you know, and I didn't want, you know, I didn't want them, I wanted to continue taking photographs of them. So that show I went to, and I was told that I couldn't shoot the band, and I kind of went to Steven's dressing room, and I kind of told him what was going on. And he's like, "Here's my laminate. You do whatever you want, Mark." And that was, and the manager was there watching this whole thing. And after that show, that was it. For some reason, this guy had power over the band, and I wasn't able to shoot him until they fired him. And for the, you know, reasons of him being so controlling. And then I started working with him again. To this day, I still work with Steven. I did some photo, you know, he hired me to shoot some shows for his solo album, tour last year, and we're still friends. And, you know, it was kind of like, you know, a good 10 years or more that I didn't have any photographs of Aerosmith. And, you know, but I braved through it, and here I am, I'm still shooting them again and coming up with images. But so that image, it's very meaningful to me, and it's actually, a lot of people like that image. It has the sincerity in his eyes, and you could almost see that he's changing and things are moving around differently for him. So yeah, that's what a photograph is. It's all about a moment in time and a feeling that someone gets from it.
What's your all-time favorite photo that you've ever taken, whether it's a rock star or otherwise? Do you have one in particular?
Absolutely. It's the shot of Ozzy. It was one of my first shoots with Ozzy. I was in my early 20s. I think I was 21, 22, and I got hired to shoot Ozzy for Circus Magazine, and they wanted me to shoot this layout for it was like the high school yearbook layout, and they wanted Ozzy to be most athletic, but there was like a play on it, you know, because Ozzy, you know, used to and still does jump around like a, you know, like a up in the air like a frog kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very athletic, so they gave him most athletic, and I had this idea to bring some boxing gloves with me, you know, and he had this idea of wearing a pink tutu, and we put them both together with his red boots, and I shot him for this most athletic, which is really only supposed to be a small black and white photograph. I shot it in color, obviously, and the next thing you know, it ends up on the cover of Circus Magazine and got all this attention, and people were freaked out by it, and no one knew what to think of it. And at the end of the day, you know, this is when everything started going with the solo album. It got a lot of attention, and we started doing crazy things since then, you know, and I became his photographer, which still to this day, I mean, I photographed his son's wedding and in Hawaii. I shot Kelly Osbourne's album cover when she needed it when she was 18. And, you know, we're still very much part of each other's lives. When he needed a guitar player, I introduced him to Zach Wilde, which he's still working
with. Oh, wow.
Since 89. So it's a very unique family, you know, kind of thing where, which I couldn't be happier. You know, it's great to have like people with such talent and such, you know, which have impacts on a lot of people's lives.
While you were talking, I Googled it, and I definitely remember seeing that image before. That's an iconic Ozzy shot, and that's a guy that's got a lot of them, but that one definitely, you know, sets the mark for what to expect when it comes to Ozzy Osbourne.
Exactly. That was the beginning of it, really.
Well, Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and we really can't wait. May 16th is the gallery opening, but then it's official May 17th through June 2nd at the C. Parker Gallery. Good times, Big Hair. It's your photographs. You've teamed up with Steve Lacy from Fox 5. This sounds incredible.
It's going to be fun. Everyone come out there. I want to see everyone. I'll tell you some more stories, and you tell me some of your stories. I always love to hear, like, the fan stories, you know, like, you know, when they went to a concert or what have you. So, yeah, I'm there to hang and talk to people.
Awesome. We can't wait to see you May 17th. It opens officially at the C. Parker Gallery in Greenwich. Mark Weiss, thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks a lot for having me.